Casey Drive. It's 107.7 right here with me, Brad. Adam Port says he loves the way you move, and hopefully you're moving with the music, and hopefully traffic is easy moving this afternoon as well. Gave you a traffic report a little bit earlier, but you guys can be our traffic buddy this afternoon by sending us updates on 082-414-1077. Also played Coldplay with Yellow up front, and Outkast with a K, Miss Jackson. So I got news that's coming up top of the hour, including your sports bulletin, your first sports bulletin for the afternoon. And then Eddie and the guys are going to be with me in studio a little bit later. So look out for all of that. Head on over to our Facebook page, like our page, give us a follow. Let's make it 100,000 followers. And we can do that, of course, with your help. Now, joining me over the phone, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, it's Kezia Dreyer, a marine biologist intern at WWF South Africa based in Cape Town. This Youth Month, obviously, we're shining a spotlight on young South Africans making a real difference in environmental conservation. Kezia is one of five dynamic interns at WWF helping to drive change from protecting our biodiversity to raising awareness about climate and ocean health. We're going to be finding out a little bit more about her journey and what inspires her work. Kezia, thank you so much for making time this afternoon. Welcome to Drive. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm good, thank you.
Lovely to hear that. Very, very well. Thank you so much. So one of the keywords that stood out for me is ocean. And I just wrapped up, the docu on Netflix about the Titan disaster. And I was like, oh, that did not inspire me to go deep into the ocean at all or whatever sort of form. But hopefully that can change this afternoon through this kind of conversation. How's your day been, your Monday?
Measuring seagrass, so it's been great.
Well, that's nice. When I hook up with a couple of buddies tonight, I'd like to say something like that, just to feel important. But that's great work, man. This conversation is going to be available as a podcast on our app that I'm having with Kezia this afternoon. Let's start with your roots, Kezia. So what inspired you to pursue a career in marine biology and environmental conservation?
Basically speaking, I love nature over people, so I was naturally drawn to animals and plants more than people. But what inspired me is just the love for the environment and how beautiful it is and how important it is. And learning in natural science in primary school and life science in high school, you realize what an integral part of life nature actually is, and without nature and natural systems, we don't really have life as human beings. So I just was drawn to that and felt inspired to make actual change and study towards that.
Well, Kezia, you're currently an intern, as we mentioned in our introduction, at WWF South Africa, but your journey also includes time with Sandparks. So tell us about how you got into the environmental sector.
So I pursued my undergrad at UWC, and then I did my honors, and I'm currently doing my master's. And I went into estuarine ecology. So for those listeners who don't know, estuaries are the interface between the ocean and the river. So where the ocean meets the river, that's an estuary. And there aren't many people in South Africa that study estuarine ecology. So my journey to Sandparks was just being interested in the system and being inspired by the animals that live there, because they're extremely tolerant. Mm-hmm. So they can tolerate extreme salinities, but they can also deal with fresh water from rain. So going into Sandparks and the seahorse, the Nizan seahorse, which is something that I'm working on right now with Sandparks. I just became inspired to study or to work with these animals, and I just applied to any and all internships, and I got this one. That's how I ended up here. Sandparks is a really, really important and great organization to work for, along with WWF, who is doing an amazing amount of work in South Africa as well. And we are pioneering the way in terms of conservation, as well as young people, and also the interface between young people, or conservation and really.
Yeah. So what excites you the most, Kezia, if someone were to ask you that?
Where I was.
Sorry, you were saying? Did you break away now? Were you cut off? because of the network. Can you just...
Oh, so sorry.
No, it's probably just one of those things. I just wanted you to wrap up your previous response before we move to the next question. Was there anything else you wanted to add to that?
So I was just saying that, Sandbox is really important in terms of the interface between people and nature. And I'm drawn to that interface, so I really aim to work towards that. And that's how I got here.
Lovely
really
stuff.
Inspired by that.
Beautiful. So what excites you the most, Kezia, about, you know, being part of the WWF Graduate Internship Program? What would be like the top thing that excites you the most?
Well, it's the real work experience and getting to do actual conservation work and making a real difference in conservation. Mm. Because there's a lot of research going on for the sake of research, but not a lot of conservation, like actual conservation, where you go out and you make a difference and you change lives in terms of fisheries or housing or whatever the case may be. So yeah, that's what excites me about the most about working with WWF and Sandbox.
Kezia, why is preservation of marine ecosystems, in your opinion, such a crucial issue in South Africa today?
So you know that the ocean actually drives the entire world. So without the ocean, we don't have enough oxygen. Without the ocean, we don't have healthy coastal ecosystems or healthy winds that bring pollination and all of those things. So the ocean really drives biodiversity. Mm. And that's why it's important to conserve. But also, people have spiritual connections to the ocean. People have cultural significance in terms of the ocean, especially in South Africa. So the conservation and keeping these systems pristine and the animals that live in it pristine are very, very important.
Why would you say it's so important for young people that are listening to this conversation and listening to your voice now, Kezia, to speak up and get involved? Because there's a growing call for youth to take the lead in tackling climate and tackling things like biodiversity and social challenges. So why would you think it's so important for young people to get involved and speak up?
I mean, young people, number one, it's important for young people to get involved because we are the future, we are the now. So without us, we hold the most power for the future. The old people won't be around too long.
Yeah.
And so we can make the most difference. But we also have a lot of tools and we have a lot of knowledge and we have a lot of data. So we can see the trends of the climate and we can take that and make a difference now. In the past, people didn't know what they were doing. People weren't wise about how they treat the environment, but we know now, and so we have the power to make that change as young people.
And then finally, Kezia, what kind of advice would you give to other young South Africans who would like to take up space in conservation? What would your message be to them?
Go out and do it. Yeah, it's a really rewarding work. In terms of knowing that you are an integral part of saving our planet. I mean, every person that you convince to love the environment or to see the importance of the environment is a big step towards us mitigating climate change or us saving the ocean or saving whatever endangered animal. So, it's really a beautiful type of work to be able to do. And, it's not something you do for the money, so it's clearly something you do for passion.
Yeah.
But it's really rewarding.
We hear you. We hear you every word. Kezia, thank you. Thank you so much for your time and thank you for sharing or being willing to share your story and your passion with us this afternoon. It's absolutely inspiring to hear how young people like you are actively shaping a greener and more sustainable South Africa. We wish you, your family, your team, everything of the best, and we can't wait to hear from you more in the future.
Thank you so much, Brad, for having me.
That is an absolute pleasure. We'll see you in the ocean, girl. Take it easy. Have a wonderful day further, hey?
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. What a lovely youngster, Kezia Dreyer. She's a marine biologist intern at WWF South Africa. And she was speaking to us this afternoon about her story. And of course, also giving advice to other young ones that are listening, just as young as she is, would like to follow in a footstep and take up space in conservation, sustainability. shaping a greener and more sustainable environment in South Africa. Keza helping us to have the real conversations this afternoon, right here on KC Drive with me, Brad. This conversation, just like the others, will be available as a podcast on our app. It's KC Drive, and it's right here with me, Brad. Thanks, Keza.